Hello. You are listening to the Grieving Parents Sharing Hope podcast. We are here to walk with parents on their unwanted journey of child loss, guiding them to a place of hope, light, and purpose, not in spite of their child's death, but as a way to honor his or her life. And now, here is your host, author, speaker, and bereaved parent, Laura Deal.
Hi, if you are joining me today as a grieving parent, I want you to know that my heart is with you. I know what it's like to feel like the storm around you is bigger than what you can survive. Sometimes grief feels relentless, like wave after wave crashing into us without giving us a chance to breathe. And honestly, when we're living after the death of our child, there are moments where we can begin to wonder where Jesus is in all of it. Maybe you've prayed and felt silence. Maybe you have trusted God before, but now you feel shaken. Maybe you're exhausted from trying to have faith when your heart feels broken beyond repair. Today, I want to share something with you that touched me deeply. I'm going to read something that a friend posted on her wall. Now, I don't know who wrote it, but as I read it, I want you to listen, not just with your mind, but with your wounded heart, because I believe many of us as bereavers have spent a long time thinking that our struggle is because our faith is weak, when maybe what we really need is to see Jesus more clearly in the middle of our storm. So let me read it. The story of Jesus walking on the water is often preached as a lesson about having more faith. Try harder, be braver, step out of the boat. But when you slow down and really look at the story, something deeper begins to appear. This miracle is not primarily about Peter. It is about Jesus. The disciples were alone in the middle of a storm. The wind was violent. The waves crashed against the boat. These were experienced fishermen, yet Scripture says they were terrified. And here is something many people overlook. They were in that storm because Jesus told them to get into the boat. The storm was not proof that God had abandoned them. They were exactly where Jesus sent them. Then, in the middle of darkness and fear, Jesus came walking toward them on the water. Think about that for a moment. The very thing threatening the disciples was beneath his feet. The storm that felt overwhelming to them was under complete authority to him. Jesus did not remove the waves before approaching them. He walked on top of them. And maybe that is one of the greatest revelations in the entire story. Jesus is not intimidated by what terrifies you. Fear caused the disciples to misinterpret his presence. They thought he was a ghost, but immediately Jesus spoke. Take courage. It is I. Do not be afraid. In the original language, his words echo the divine name of God himself, I am. The one standing above the storm was not merely a teacher or prophet. It was God in flesh, standing on chaos as though it were solid ground. Peter then says something fascinating. Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you. Peter did not ask for power. He asked for a word. Because real faith is not confidence in ourselves. It is confidence in Jesus. For a moment, Peter walked on water too. But the instant he focused more on the wind than on Christ, fear overwhelmed him and he began to sink. And this is where the heart of the gospel shines through. Peter cried out, and immediately Jesus grabbed him. Immediately. Jesus did not stand back waiting for Peter to improve. He did not let him sink to teach him a lesson. He rescued him instantly. That is grace. Even when faith trembles, his grip remains steady. Then Scripture says something beautiful. When Jesus stepped into the boat, the storm stopped. Not when Peter tried harder, not when the disciples became fearless, when Jesus entered the boat, because peace is not found in mastering storms. Peace is found in the presence of Christ. This story was never meant to make believers obsess over whether they can walk on water. It was meant to reveal the one who can stand above anything threatening them. The finished work of Jesus means believers are not held together by perfect faith. They are held together by a perfect Savior. Storms still come. Fear still rises. Weakness still happens. But Jesus still walks toward his people in the middle of it all. And maybe someone needs to remember today, the storm around you does not mean Jesus is absent. The waves may feel strong, the wind may feel relentless, but the one who stands above the storm is already coming near. You are not saved by the strength of your grip on him. You are saved by the strength of his grip on you. I love that so much, because as grieving parents, we can become so focused on whether we're supposed to be this much of a mess or not, or whether we're trusting God enough or getting the victory like maybe people around us are telling us, or maybe we just think we should because we're Christians. And when we're struggling like that, it can feel like we are failing spiritually. But this reminds us that the story is not really about the strength of Peter. It's about the strength of Jesus. I think one of the most powerful lines in that reading is this: they were in the storm because Jesus told them to get into the boat. Now, that's hard for us to reconcile sometimes, because somewhere along the way, many of us picked up the idea that if we're walking closely with God, our lives should somehow be safer or easier. But then our child dies, and suddenly that whole belief system crashes down around us. We can begin to think, if God really loved me, this wouldn't have happened. Or if I trusted him more, maybe things would have been different. Or how about if I had enough faith, God would have healed my child. Maybe someone's even said that to you, but that is not what Scripture teaches. The disciples were exactly where Jesus told them to be, and yet they still found themselves in a terrifying storm. And maybe that's where some of you are right now. You love God, but you feel like you're drowning in the storm. You're praying, but the wind still feels relentless. You're trying to hold on, but the waves feel overwhelming. That does not mean Jesus abandoned you. A note I wrote to myself that I recently found says, we are used to being in control because we believe the only person we can trust is ourselves. But child loss teaches us very quickly how little control we actually have. And honestly, that can make us terrified, because suddenly we realize we can't protect everyone we love. We cannot guarantee outcomes. We can't hold life together by sheer effort. And yet trust is not about pretending we're strong. So often as Christians, without even realizing it, we pursue Jesus for what he can and what we think he should do for us because of our good works. I've done this, I've done this, I've done this, therefore, God, you should do this. Instead of resting in who Jesus is for us in the rough and in the good times of life. After our child dies, many of us do not feel spiritually strong at all. In fact, grief can leave us struggling just to pray, struggling to read Scripture, struggling even to sense God's presence. Sometimes we wonder what's wrong with us, because the faith that once felt steady now feels shaky and exhausted. But maybe trust was never meant to be about maintaining spiritual strength through our own effort. Maybe trust is simply bringing our broken hearts honestly to Jesus and allowing him to hold us when we no longer feel able to hold ourselves together. Peace does not come from trying harder to be spiritually strong enough. Peace comes from Jesus stepping into the boat. And I know there are some of you listening who may feel ashamed because your grief has brought anger, confusion, or even doubt. Maybe there are moments you can't feel God, moments you wonder if you even believe anymore. I want you to hear this. Jesus did not wait for Peter to become emotionally stable before rescuing him. Peter cried out while he was sinking, and Jesus immediately grabbed him. We get a do-over all the time. When we feel lost, when we can't find him, when we're not even sure if we believe in him. God is not standing over you with disappointment because you're struggling. He knows trauma affects us deeply. He knows grief can shake everything. He knows we are human. He made us after all. Sometimes we desperately want God to remove the storm, but more often than not, Jesus comes walking to us in the middle of it instead. And maybe that feels disappointing at first. Maybe it really hurts. But what if his presence is actually the greater miracle? Not because the storm is good, not because the death of our child is somehow okay. That will never be the case. But because we're not abandoned in it. I also want to say a little something about endurance. Not the harsh, just tough it out kind of endurance, but the kind that quietly keeps turning toward Jesus even when we're hurting so badly. I think what glorifies God is when we keep bringing our brokenness to Him, when we keep crying out to Him, when we keep turning toward Him, even through tears and confusion. Peter did not glorify God by never sinking. Peter glorified God by crying out to Jesus. And maybe that's all you can do too. Just cry out, Jesus, help me. Jesus, I'm scared. Jesus, I don't understand. Jesus, please don't let go of me. That's enough, because your hope is not built on your ability to hold tightly to Him. Your hope is built on His ability to hold tightly to you. Have you ever wished you could spend time with others who truly understand deep loss, where you do not have to explain your grief or wear a mask? The Grief Cruise has been going for 10 years, but in October of 2027, GPS Hope will be sponsoring the Grief Cruise for the very first time. This special seminar at SEAM is for anyone who has experienced a deep, life-changing loss, including the loss of a child, a spouse, sibling, parent, or grandchild. Along with all the beauty and entertainment of a tropical cruise, there will be grief workshops, small support groups, remembrance events, group dinners, music, crafts, and more. GPS Hope will also be offering special sessions specifically for bereaved parents. Whether your loss is recent or happened many years ago, you are welcome. The cruise is October 3rd through 10th of 2027. You can find all the details, including pricing, the itinerary, and how to sign up for this at gpshope.org/cruise. There will be a link in the show notes for that as well. Dave and I would love to have you join us. As a grieving parent, you know there are days when the pain feels especially heavy and it can be hard to know where to turn. That's why I wrote Reflections of Hope, a daily reading for bereaved parents. This award-winning devotional was written specifically for parents who've lost a child. Each reading is short, heartfelt, and filled with gentle encouragement and faith-centered reminders that God sees your pain and He's walking with you through it. You don't have to read it every day or keep up with a schedule. Just open the book when you need it and read the entry for that day. Many parents tell me these reflections have become a quiet companion on their grief journey. If you would like to learn more, you can find Reflections of Hope in the GPS Hope store or on Amazon. Also, if you don't want a book with a full year of readings, you can get just the month that is the most difficult for you to get through. Be sure to order the June edition now if June is a rough month for you. Check out the Reflections of Hope, both the full year and the monthly editions, on Amazon. There will also be a link to these books in the show notes. Every week, we announce the birthdays of those children who have been sent in to us, and now it is time for the birthday segment to announce these birthdays. Jesse Wilfong was born on May 26th and is forever 20. Alea Steffen was born on May 27th and is forever 7 years old. Nathan Lee was born on May 28th and is forever 20. Kyle Ananoria was born on May 30th and is forever 11 years old. Marky Schweitzer was born on May 30th and is forever 29. As always, we celebrate the day these children came into the world. We know it will always be a special day worth celebrating. We share birthdays during the week that they fall as a way of remembering lives that are still loved and still matter. If you would like your child included the week of his or her birthday, just go to gpshope.org/birthdays. We only share it one time unless you request it again. If this feels meaningful to you, we would be honored to hold that space with you. Go to gpshope.org/birthdays. I want to close by reminding you again that his grip is stronger than your fear. It's stronger than your questions, stronger than your exhaustion, stronger than the storm. So if you are barely hanging on today, I want you to picture Jesus walking across those waves toward you. Not angry, he's not disappointed, he's not demanding perfection. He's just coming near. And maybe that's enough for today. Thank you for spending this time with me. As always, I'm praying for you, praying that even in the middle of your storm, you will begin to recognize the presence of Jesus walking toward you with love, compassion, and grace. So hold on. Pain eases. There is hope.